Now, parts of the UK have been battling blizzards and sub-zero temperatures in recent days, and the unpredictable weather has got many people down. But some unexpected inclement weather actually turned out to be a very big help for one group of scientists who are weighing up the probability of finding life on Mars. Georgia has the story.
Life exists almost everywhere on our planet, but there are a few places so extreme it's thought nothing can survive. And one of these places is the Atacama Desert in South America, which has the dubious honour of being
the driest warm desert on our planet.
That is Dirk Scholz-McCoe, and his line of work takes him to the most extreme environments on Earth.
That's very intriguing because there's no trees, there's no plants. So if you're there, it feels kind of very different. You know where you and I come from, we see all the time plants and animals, and so life is everywhere around. And there it is not. You just have rocks and mountains, and once in a while you feel the wind on your skin, and that's it.
Dirk and his team had a big trip planned to go and get samples from one of the driest places on Earth. It goes decades without a single drop of rainfall. And then, just before they arrived, yep, it rained.
Yeah, and we thought, shoot, we prepared months for it, for sampling the driest spot on Earth, basically, and then it rains there before. First, we thought it was bad luck, but it turned out to be good luck. With that, we saw the activity of the microbes. And in the two later years when we sampled, it much went down. So the organisms, the microorganisms, became dormant again.
Previously, the small bits of life discovered in the Atacama were thought to have ridden in on the winds, only to end up dying there. But when the rains came, this dry desert came to life, suggesting that certain things can survive there after all.
Mostly bacteria, but we found also viruses, fungi, and archaea. So quite a bit, but most of it was bacteria, especially in the most driest area.
You've gone along to one of the driest places on Earth where we previously didn't think things could survive there. What you found suggests they can. So what does this mean? What implications does this have?
Well, it has direct implications also to Mars. Because Mars had oceans on its surface early on, about 4 billion years ago, and got drier and drier with time. And so Mars has still its moisture events, though. You have sometimes fog, you have near-surface groundwater, you even have an occasional nightly snowfall or microburst there. So there is ways how you get moisture on Mars as well. And now the question is, Mars is still a tick harder. Can life still handle that? Of course, in the Atacama, they're just barely hanging in. So can they handle a notch more? We don't know. But looking at the creativity and innovation of evolution, I'm slightly optimistic that this is the case.
So you think this there's more hope then that we might actually find something that's either dormant or living on Mars?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. You know, once you had a biosphere on a planet, and I think Mars had one, it would be very difficult to wipe it all out. It's like infestations. You have a difficult time to get rid of it. Life just wants to hang on.
As Jeff Goldblum says in Jurassic Park, life finds a way. It clearly did in the Atacama Desert, but will it have on Mars? That was Dirk Scholz-McCoe from the Technical University of Berlin, and that discovery just came out in the journal PNAS.